They Think It's All Over, the Football Shirt Show, is proudly sponsored by grannysfootballstore.com, your one-stop website for amazing vintage football shirts at even better prices.
Welcome to episode 104 of They Think It's All Over, the Football Shirt Show. Hello again, everybody. It is me again because AD is still away. I don't know. Is he just in the pub, Adam? Did we figure it out in the end? Is he just on the lash every week or is he actually on holiday?
I think he's on holiday, but it might be one of those things where he's just got himself a fancy backdrop with like a holiday destination on it and he's hanging up Mexico shirts in front of it. But really, he's actually just, I don't know, somewhere south of London.
Wow.
I don't know with the weather these days because it's all over the place, isn't it? I mean, if we listen to Matt Letizier, there's something going on with the weather. There's something going on. So I don't believe that AD is in a hot country. I don't believe he's on holiday. I think it's all, you know, some kind of conspiracy. I don't know what's going on. I'm talking nonsense. He's on holiday. He's on holiday, everyone. This went weird.
He is on holiday. I do think that one of the photos he sent us earlier in our little group chat looks suspiciously like a Mexico shirt in Burnham-on-Sea, but we'll believe him that he's somewhere much, much nicer than that. Anyway, have you been up to much?
Not really, although I did get a new shirt.
Oh, go on.
So I happened to notice on JD Sports, they had only size small of the current Liverpool home shirt in the Vapor Knit Dry Fit Advanced Super Nice Player version for like half price, only in a size small, but I'm a tiny man. So I picked it up. So I was quite pleased with that because we all know that the player versions are very pricey and not really worth that kind of money. But yeah, I managed to pick it up for a very good price. So I was pleased because that means I now officially have every Liverpool shirt from 1981 to the present day. So I'm pleased with that purchase.
Yeah, that's a decent purchase, to be fair. Would you say it was half price?
Not quite. Actually, it was around that. It was about £70, which maybe actually isn't half price. But it's still, I don't know, it's one of those things. It's not a good price because £70 for a T-shirt is stupid. However, it's basically the price of the stadium version for the player version. So I took it. It made sense to pick it up while it was there because you never know what's going to happen. You know,
yeah,
you got to do it sometimes.
Yeah, you got to get them while you can. We miss out on a few now and again, don't we? Because we think we'll wait for them to drop in price. But hey, at least you bought something. I have bought nothing recently. I've had a busy week. I did my Legoland and London trip, as I talked about on the last episode, which was lovely.
Oh, nobody did anyone recognize you?
Nobody recognized
no one.
Me.
Shocking.
A lot of people look at me funny, but I don't think that's because they recognize me. And then I spent the weekend watching WrestleMania, which I know you will have absolutely zero interest in.
So let me get this right. You went to Legoland and then you watched wrestling.
Yes, I am 40 years old this year.
I was going to say, are you 12?
No, do you know what? I am nearly 40 years old. I went to Legoland. I watched WrestleMania. I watched Cody finish his story, which will mean nothing to you. But anybody who watches that listens will know exactly what that means. And yeah, I absolutely loved it. And I also collect football shirts and I wear them all the time. So I am a 40-year-old child. And do you know what? I love it. And I ain't going to change for nobody. But I have actually been looking for shirts and I'm getting a little bit frustrated in my search because as anyone who's listened to one episode of this would have heard me bang on about Fenerbahce shirts, I'm really, really struggling to find them. They are either absolutely destroyed, annoyingly fake, or not the right size. And I actually have one on my eBay that you're going to be astounded to hear this, Adam. I'm actually considering buying it in a large because I literally cannot find it in anything smaller anywhere. And it's only like 15 quid if I buy it in a large. I found one small in the whole time I've been looking for Fenerbahce shirts. And it was like 125 quid, which ain't happening for this one. So yeah, that's why I've not bought any shirts. I'm getting a little bit frustrated with my search. But hey.
So does that mean you are looking for the Fenerbahce under 19 shirt? Because didn't I hear that they played in the Turkish Super Cup final at the weekend? And after a minute, they walked off the pitch in protest. However, by that point, they were miraculously 1-0 down already to Galatasaray before their planned walk off after a minute.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot more depth to this story than it might sound, far more than we could talk about just as a little intro on this podcast. But it would make an interesting read for anybody that wants to go away and have a look, because this all stems from back when the Turkish Cup final was Super Cup final, apologies, was supposed to be held over in the Middle East, and they forbade the teams from displaying anything with the country's founder, Atatürk, on it. And it all got very political and a little bit sketchy and so on. So yeah, it's a spicy country for football, Turkey. That much I can tell you.
Think that's a very fair statement to say.
Do you know what? Before we get dragged into all of that, I think we should move it on. Just before we head straight into talking about a few football kits, we actually have a little note from, should we call him the gaffer? From our gaffer?
Do we have to?
I don't know. I don't like doing that.
Fine. We'll call him the gaffer or the governor.
Right. So, as we have said, he is sunning himself somewhere in the world that looks nice in the photos. But yeah, he did actually send a little message through for us. So I'm going to play that to you now.
I'm missing you guys. Don't get too comfortable without me. Mike, you are doing a great job though. And Adam, great to see you're holding the fort. Of course, unfortunately, I'm still away in the sun, but I'm keeping my eye on all of the fantastic kit news out there. And what bigger news at the moment than that Roma shirt we saw last weekend? I know the jury was out. I know it was a template. I know people thought there wasn't a lot of effort from Adidas. I know people don't like the sponsor. But when you get an iconic derby victory like that, 1-0 against the enemy, against Lazio, and you get moments like that Mancini header and the flag waving at the end, it's moments like that that make kits. And I reckon a few people who are on the fence about that kit release now see that as a decent shirt. And for me, that's gone from being an average kit to probably an all-time classic because of the memories. Memories make kits. Anyway, gents, I'll see you all soon. Take care. I better get back to that pina colada and the afternoon kickoff of Champions League football.
So there we have it. He's brought us to our first news item, which is the Roma shirt. And I think he's done something very brave, because he's mentioned it, he's put his neck on the line, and he's left us to respond. And he cannot say anything back to us. So the Roma shirt, what do you think?
I don't disagree with him in that kits are sometimes made by memories. And obviously, he is a Roma fan, so he feels that kind of thing and that connection to the shirt. For me, I think it's both good and bad. I think there's positives. I like the template in the collar construction because even though we have seen that before, I think there was a Boca Juniors away shirt from a couple of years ago that has the same construction. But it's obviously based on older Roma shirts that have a collar like that. It is a strange color when you compare it to the badge, which seems to be a different color. And whatever your thoughts on the actual shadow print, I don't mind it. But the fact that it was used on a Man United away shirt from a couple of seasons ago, I mean, a special shirt should be special. And it feels like that's not special because of those things, because it's an older template from a few seasons ago. Because it's got a shadow print design from a few seasons ago, that takes away from it for me.
Yeah, you know what? I don't disagree. I think that just judging purely on its own merit, forgetting about everything else, like you say, it's not a bad shirt. We said this in our little group chats when it came out. We don't necessarily think this is a bad shirt. What we probably think is that this isn't the shirt we thought we were going to get for a Roma special from Adidas. I think my biggest issues with it are everything you've just said. So the fact that it is essentially a template that has been used 2 years ago, was it? Sorry. Now, everybody will know that me in particular, I have no problem with templates. I think that they can be a brilliant thing. I love the idea of it and seeing different variations of them. But this particular one, I think, A, because it's an old template, just makes it feel a little bit hashed. The actual cut of the shirt doesn't look like that new Adidas shape that they've had for the last couple of years, with the sort of like the longer bit on the back. It all looks very square, very standard, and just a little bit straightforward. But my biggest qualm with it is actually the colors, purely because the badge looks like a washed out yellow against that very, very bright amber or whatever color Roma fans would usually refer to it as on the collar and the stripes. And then when you then add in the black socks that had yellow stripes on them, there were actually three different shades of that yellow slash amber that we see on Roma kits. And I think that's probably my biggest issue. If I do just judge it completely forgetting about everything else, it's not a bad kit. I just don't think it's what we wanted and could have had from Adidas. But as you say, the biggest thing is that the Roma fans are going to absolutely love it now. And it's going to go down as a classic shirt because it only takes one victory in a big game. And then those shirts are more, the fans are more endeared to them. And that's exactly what's happened with that one.
And that's a good thing, because how many special shirts do we see where they wear them in a one-off game and they end up losing? And it's almost like a curse. We've seen it time and time again. So for them to win in such a big game in a special shirt, that's quite important. But yeah, I think we just both agree with each other. I find it really strange as well how they've gone with the more modern badge when it's clearly a throwback kit. And I know they've gone with the older retro badges on other shirts before, including this season, but it's a throwback shirt. So do the throwback badge that you've done on other shirts that are more modern. It just feels, it feels like a missed opportunity. I think that's the thing, especially when it's a fourth shirt this late in the season. You're asking fans to spend their money on a new shirt this late on, which may only be worn in one game. Again, this time it's been a good game for them, but they may have lost that game. And then suddenly it's just a worthless shirt, really. So, yeah, like I said, it's hit and miss, this one.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I think what we'll do, we'll just pretend AD was here and we'll pretend he's having the last word. And we'll say it's an amazing shirt with amazing memories. And it doesn't matter what Adam and Mike say. That's probably some, he'd probably say something along those lines, wouldn't he?
He'll say it's shirt of the year 2024, guaranteed.
We will not use the words that Scott used in the group chat to describe this shirt, because as everybody knows, it's always quite extreme. So we'll just move on from that. And there was another kit release, wasn't there? And this one I'm a big fan of. And this one is the Boca Juniors. I believe, was it a third shirt they released? It was, wasn't it?
It is a third shirt. Yeah, I am also a big, big fan. The only negative for me is not a big fan of betting sponsors. And it is a betting sponsor. But other than that, I think it's brilliant. It's, to describe it, it's a dark blue and it has an outline of a yellow cross on it, which is based on the Swedish flag, which is, of course, where they get their colours from.
Yes, it certainly is. I believe in one of the early episodes we covered this on kit history, and it's a relatively well-known story anyway. So the basics of it are that their team colours were picked based on the flag of the next ship that would sail into the port. And it happened to be a ship that was adorned in the flag of Sweden, which that's where the yellow and blue comes from. I think it's a cool little story. It seems it's one of the few kit history stories that we've done that people don't go, well, that's a load of bullshit. It seems to be one that actually does have some fact in it. And I think this kit is a really, really good little nod to that. I think they haven't just put a Sweden flag on the shirt. They've made it a little bit different. It looks good. It looks really clean, really nice colours. I love yellow and blue nowadays. So yeah, it's all good for me. This one gets a big thumbs up from me.
Yeah, I agree. I think you could say it's a playful update of the Swedish flag in some ways.
Careful.
I might be careful
with
that.
The Swedes will come for you.
I suppose the only negative aside from the betting sponsor, although again, they are Swedish, so it does tie in, is it's kind of superfluous as a third shirt, but you can say the same thing for the Roma fourth shirt. It is designed to be a special shirt rather than an alternative kit. So we're being a bit nitpicky there. But like you said, with the Roma shirt being an older template, this is not the newest template of Adidas, but this kind of current season's template. So it is a new template or a modern one. And it's also in the player version as well, as opposed to the Roma shirts not being. So that elevates it as well. I think it's a really, really good kit.
Yeah, definitely one of my favorites. When I look at kits nowadays, in my head, I kind of earmark ones that I think might pop up later in the year when we start doing the shirt of the year poll. And despite a lot of people saying, I'm not that sure on that, I feel like this one might be one that actually sticks in people's memories as being a really, really good kit. And we do see a little bit of that coming up. Not so much with the Roma one, even though it's, tied in with the Roma fans. But I think everybody else is still very much on the fence with it. But we'll see. But there was more from the Canadian Premier League, which is now, as we keep saying, our favorite league in the whole world. I'm going to let you talk about this one, Adam, because I believe you did the tweet from the from our socials about this one, didn't you?
So Valor Football have released their new alternate shirt, to call it its proper name, because as we discovered last week, primary shirts, alternate shirts, not home and away. And they released their alternate shirt that recognizes and honors the indigenous cultures of Manitoba. And the shirt itself is a black base and features a sunflower at its center and also incorporates a prairie crocus design. Now, I don't know what a prairie crocus is, but the shirt is mad. It's absolutely mad. I can't even describe it aside from saying it's got a sunflower on it. I'll be honest, it's a lot for me. I love what Macron do and I love the story behind it, but it's not the Vancouver FC away shirt, for example. It's got a lot going on. I think some people will absolutely love it. For me personally, it's not the kind of shirt I would buy to wear. It's a bit much. But still, props to them for doing something different because that's what the Canadian Premier League really seem to be doing. And I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, I mean, to say it's a bit much coming from the man that almost, exclusively lives in rainbow shirts is quite the statement. But I do know where you're coming from. I gotta admit, I actually really like it. I still stand by what I've been saying on the socials and so on, that I actually think that the Vancouver FC away kit, that cherry blossom, sorry, the alternate, I gotta start getting the terms right, because I quite like primary and alternate. I do think that's the best one I've seen in the CPL this year. But I do really, really like this kit. Like you say, we say it quite a lot on this podcast. This is an audio podcast. There's no point us trying to sit here and describe this shirt to you. If you haven't seen it already, hit our socials and just type in Valor Football. You'll find it on there. I think it's a stunning looking kit. It's good. It certainly stands out that you cannot take that away from it. The fact that it honors Indigenous cultures, I think that's only a good thing to keep bringing that in. I just really like it. And, we've already had two CPL clubs on, so maybe we'll try and get in touch with Valor and we'll find out who designed this one. Because the one thing, again, I want to say, all credit to Macron, they're making some incredibly good kits. But the one thing that we've been finding out a bit more recently when we're speaking to these clubs is sometimes we give an awful lot of credit to the manufacturer and not enough credit to the actual designer of the shirt. And I saw that a little bit with one that we're a lot more familiar with, again, with the Vancouver and the Pacific FC, or you just see Macron are nailing it. And we're starting to see now that there is so much more to just that brand than these shirts. And I think this one is another one that clearly has a lot more than just Macron in the design of the shirt. So yeah, I'd quite like to find out who designed this one and maybe see if we can have a chat with them. Seeing as we are like the official Canadian Premier League podcast now. What kit are we going to talk about next?
So AIK have released an away shirt and it's quite stylish. It's not one of their super exclusive shirts. It is a fairly standard kind of shirt. So it has a normal Nike tick, as it were, or Nike swoosh. But it's a smart shirt. So it's plain white with their wonderful crest. They do have a brilliant crest. It's got a yellow band across the middle, which is outlined in black. And yeah, it's a good shirt. It's not going to have the same kind of buzz that their limited edition ones do, but it's a nice shirt.
I've got a question for you. Firstly, before I ask that question, I'm going to say I really, really like this shirt. I think it's really, really smart. I am a genuine believer that AIK don't do an awful lot wrong with football shirts. I think they're very lucky. They get very, very good treatment and they don't seem to have too much that's recycled from other clubs or old templates or anything. They do seem to get a lot that is at least minorly catered for them. I just think they look really good. But my question to you is, would this shirt have been more popular if they simply said it was limited edition and it was one of their specials? Do you think that it would then possibly would have had a little bit more hype around it? Because I just starting to feel now like I know it's really cynical to say it, and we try not to get too deep in with that sort of like conversation about, oh, are we just jumping on bandwagons and so on. But I do feel like with AIK in particular, if a shirt is labeled as special or limited edition, people will go nuts for it. And I think this one, personally, if it would have just had maybe that different Nike swoosh, as we've said, that the other ones had, I think people might have gone a lot more crazy for it.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, to be honest. I think you're spot on. I suppose the biggest difference with the last special shirt is that it was so out there. Like, there was no other shirt like that shirt with the great big yellow collar and the AIK in massive letters, no badge. And it was very, well, it was uniquely AIK, whereas this isn't necessarily as uniquely AIK in that sense. However, as you've also said, they've had other shirts that have had a Nike logo with maybe some fancy writing on it with the Nike text. That's been special edition, and fundamentally it's just been a normal shirt but with a fancy type Nike logo on it. So yeah, I agree with you. I think the last one that was a genuine special shirt, I think it's probably a good thing, because all of these special shirts, they do end up on eBay anyway. So maybe they were just like, actually, let's calm down a bit, make this a normal release and everyone can have it. I don't know. It's a weird one. It is interesting how people get really invested in these shirts, including people who have been on this podcast and who are part of this podcast, get very invested in the AIK shirts. So yeah, I don't disagree with you, is the main bullet point of that seminar that I just went through there.
Yeah, but again, I just like to reiterate, that's not me saying that I don't like this shirt or that I don't think it's particularly good. I just think that to an extent, I even think that some of the AIK shirts that haven't been specials are better than a lot of the ones that have been specials. Now, I do agree with you. The last one they released, I said all along, is my favorite of all of them. I think it is a true special. I think it is brilliant. Everything about it is near perfect for me for a special shirt. But yeah, I really, really like this one. And I saw a couple of replies to say that it was a bit drab and a bit plain. And that was just my thought process. I just thought, if this had special written on it and had a slightly different Nike logo, would everybody be going a little bit more mad? But yeah, obviously you agree. So yeah, but no, it's a good shirt though. It is a good shirt. Probably not one I would end up buying, but it looks good. And just to finish it off, I agree with you. They're very lucky because they probably have one of the best badges in football as well. And it always looks good on every single shirt they have. Anyway, we haven't got anything else, have we?
We don't. There's no Tom. There's no Scott to get angry and swear about something. It's just weird. It's just me and you.
It's kind of lonely. Like, I never thought I'd say this, but I'm looking forward to having all of them back.
Yeah, me too. I mean, this has been lovely. Don't get me wrong. I've enjoyed our time together. It's been very special, but yeah, looking forward to next week having the gaffer back in charge. Scott, hopefully ranting away and saying a few too many words that begin with the letter C. And then Tom just being the youngest of the group and telling us about whichever young lady he's been with this week. We're glad to say that.
Yeah, definitely we can say that because it's true. And also he's one way or the other, isn't he? Because he's the youngest, yet his references are cinema such as Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, as I've mentioned on a couple of occasions now. So yeah. But no, in all honesty, with them missing, you know what? It's a bit like me with my kids, because when they're around me, they drive me freaking nuts sometimes. And I'm just like, I just want a break. And then when they're gone, I'm like, oh, do you know what? I miss them a little bit. And that's what it's like with all of them apart from Scott. No, I'm only joking. No, I miss Scott as well.
Although no, if anyone listening wanted to feedback and say that actually they really like the two of us together, then, you know, that's fine as well. That's fine. Yeah. We would love that kind of feedback.
Yep. And then we'll change the name of the show to just the Adam and Mike show. No, I don't like that, because that puts your name first. Like, you're more important.
I mean, alphabetical order.
Yeah. Because the Mike and Adam show doesn't sound right. Yeah, that's true. You're oldest. Yeah.
I am oldest.
I'm boldest. Anyway, it's going to be a short episode, but I think we pretty much might have to wrap up there then. So, I mean, we got some stuff coming up, haven't we? I think I've said it like twice now, that I'm going to start off the next poll, but I really, really am. I've decided we're definitely going to do the top 20 club shirts of the 90s. So we're going to do that. Adam, I'm going to put you on the spot. If you had to cast your vote right now for the best club shirt of the 90s, what would you go for?
Unfortunately, I would go for a shirt that I don't own, and I know you do. And it would be, you can probably guess, can't you? Can you guess?
Yeah, I think I reckon it's kind of, is it a magical shirt?
It might be quite magical.
Yeah, a little bit of wizardry going on.
It might be a little bit wizardy.
Go on then.
Wizardy. It would be the Kansas City Wizards away shirt, the white version, although the black home shirt is pretty much on a par with it from the mid 90s.
Yeah, so there's two different versions of that one. Specifically, there's probably four different versions of that one, if we're going to get really picky, and the people that listen to this podcast probably do. So there's the original 96-97 version, which has the badge which just says Wiz. And then there is the 97 version, which has Wizards on the badge rather than Wiz, because they had a minor rebranding. And then if you want to get really, really picky, both seasons, I believe, had summer and winter versions as well. And the ones that I've got are all summer versions. So I do have to wear a t-shirt underneath. Otherwise, everybody sees my nips and belly button, which isn't a good look for a near 40-year-old man. But yeah, they are absolutely sensational shirts. It's funny because when people talk about football shirts and they say, oh, which ones would you never let go? My answer is always all of them. I simply wouldn't. I don't like letting shirts go at all, even the ones that you might not think are very special. But if, you know, I was had my a gun to my head and someone said, pick five shirts you get to keep, I think the home and away of those might both be in there, actually, just because they are so hard to find, especially in smaller sizes. And for small people like me and you, yeah, it's not that easy. But I think it might even be similar for me. And what I think is going to be interesting about doing this poll is if anybody remembers when we did the greatest shirt of all time poll, that shirt made it into the top 20 because it had a few votes. Including from you and me, who gave it quite big scores, and quite a few others popped it in their top. I can't remember if we did top fives or top tens for that, but it's interesting on this poll how removing international shirts from it and saying only the 90s might change the landscape a little bit. So that shirt that made it into the top 20 greatest of all time might not make it into the top 20 of the 90s because people's votes are going to change. So it'll be really, really interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see which five Roma shirts AD picks. that'll be good. I've got a feeling they're all going to be based around the sort of like 91 through to 94 era, but that's fair because they are extremely good shirts. But I think that's what I'm going to do. I think this week, whilst AD is still away and we've been left in charge of the socials as well, that's probably why it's not as good as it has been really, isn't it? But hey, we've been trying. We're just not as good at it as AD at this stuff. But I'll get the tweet put out and we will start getting those votes in. I think we're going to get the top 10 90s club shirts from anybody that wants to take part. And yeah, we'll do a little special one. And then, you know, we got the guy to do the graphics now and should be fun, shouldn't it?
It should be fun. Before we go, I'm going to put you on the spot then.
Go on then.
Aside from the Kansas City Wizards, what would be your pick? But you can't say any of the Kansas City Wizards shirts.
Oh, that is tough. Now, anybody who follows me on socials or listens to this podcast, you'd have heard me banging on about it plenty of times that 90s shirts are my favorite. So I've got a lot that could drop into that list. It is difficult because one of my favorite shirts of all time is a 90s. So the 93-95 Villa away shirt, the black, red and green Asics away is one of my favorite shirts. There's a story behind that for me because it's the shirt that made me choose to support Aston Villa when I was younger and move away from dirty Liverpool. And that one is always going to be really, really high on my list of top shirts. But then there's the Bayern 90th anniversary that was used in 1990. So that one counts. And then if I was to start looking again, I have got so many shirts from the 90s. I have a Deportivo Cali shirt from around 98 by Fila, which probably nobody else would vote for. But that would probably make it into my top 10 shirts because I bought it and when it arrived, I was like, holy shit, this is incredible. And I think that's the beauty of these polls is that so many shirts get thrown in that none of us would look at. And especially when you do a top 10, there'll be five shirts in there that everybody's putting votes in for. And yeah, they're probably going to make it into the top 10, but there'll be so many shirts that we didn't even think of when we were thinking about this. And I have skirted around that without giving you an actual answer. So I think we're just going to end the podcast there and move on.
Spoken like a true politician, that was skirting the actual answer. Brilliant.
Yeah. Well, you'll get my answer then when we do our top 10s, because my other shirts, obviously, that I put in there will contribute. And you never know, by the time I actually do it, because we're all fickle as well, I may even change my mind about what's my number one. So, hey, we'll see.
You won't.
No, I won't. I definitely won't. It'll just be whether it's the home or the away for me. Yeah. But right. Yeah, I suppose we should end it there then, and we'll get back to normality next week. We'll get some features recorded, start getting some more interesting people on than just me and you, really.
Yep, I think that's a good plan. But thank you for bearing with us while Adrian's been on holiday and the other two are doing whatever they've been doing. It's been nice. Thank you, Mike. I've enjoyed this. It's been lovely.
I would love to say the same, but it has not been as pleasurable for me because you're not as great as I am. However, no, I'm joking. No, you are very, very good company. I'm just going to say that and move on because I feel like I've got to be nice now. Right. I think we should end it there. What is it we say? You go.
They think it's all over.
No, I'm waiting for you to do it. The last bit in your Scottish accent that you do.
I'm not doing it. I'm so bad at accents. I can't do it. It's embarrassing. It sounded Northern Irish last time, and
it did.
I don't think Scott actually talked to me for about 2 weeks afterwards. So they think it's all over.
It is now.